Millions of Americans have received the third round of stimulus checks, but what if you've not? It's the Business News Headlines for Monday, the 5th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. So let's say you want to buy cheap gas at Costco, but you're not a member. We'll share a workaround. Gun sales are hitting record numbers. There's a city out there with over 600 homes for sale at $1,000 each. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the NLRB and Amazon is in a match. Plus, we've got for the interview entrepreneur Mensur Pudic, who is yet another in our ongoing series of people who started their business during the pandemic. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for being with us. Follow us on Twitter? Sure, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the IRS continues to send millions of stimulus checks to eligible individuals and families. The latest wave is going out to 4 million Americans, said the IRS. That $1,400 amount, however, is just one piece of aid the federal government is making to people struggling through the pandemic. As we've shared in the past, there is also the enhanced unemployment funding that's pegged at $300 a week, and the child tax credit, which really isn't a credit, but also a payment of $300 or $250 per child, depending on their age. But what if you've not gotten anything yet, and you might be wondering if your income is standing in the way of you receiving your $1,400 stimulus payment? Well, there is a calculator for that. It's being hosted by CNET. And yes, we do have that link up on our radio blog. So let's say you want to purchase your gas at Costco, but you don't have a membership, which we hear is going up in price soon. Well, there is a workaround. Money Talk News is reporting that all you need to do is ask a current Costco member to purchase for you a Costco shop card. Think gift card. You give your friend or family member the cash, they go to Costco to buy the shop card, and you're in business. This is what it says on the Costco website. Quote, the fuel station is open to Costco members only. There is an exception. Costco shop card customers do not need to be Costco members. End quote. So there you have it. Simply swipe your shop card and fuel up. See what you learn here? Gun sales in the United States are up. Like way up. 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that U.S. gun sales in March surged by 25% to over 4,600,000. This makes it among the largest single month since sales figures started to be recorded way back in 1998. The increase is part of a trend. Gun sales in the United States rose 40% last year to 39,600,000. That represents the high watermark in annual gun sales since the current record-keeping system went into effect. The Federal Bureau of Investigation tracks gun sales and publishes a list of how many are handled as part of its National Instant Criminal Background Check system. Each month, the figures are reported by state. Nearly everyone put through this system, however, qualifies as a buyer. People who are excluded usually have criminal records. Of the more than 310 million checks that have been done since 1998, there have only been 1.5 million denials. So who's buying the guns? CBS News pointed out that over 5 million people were first-time gun buyers last year. CNN reported a sharp increase in sales to Black Americans and women. For example, sales to women are up 40% through September of last year, compared with the same period a year earlier. The state with the most sales in March was Illinois, at an extraordinary 1,427,000 firearms. That is 30% of national sales for the month. However, the state has slightly less than 4% of the national population. The same pattern holds true for the state that has the second highest gun sales figure last month. Kentucky's figure hit 330,476 guns, or 7% of the national total. Its population is only 1.3% of the U.S. number. At the current pace, gun sales in America will reach almost 45 million this year. It's too early to say whether the March trend will continue. However, it is nearly assured that 2021 will set another annual gun sales record. Since the 1950s, my hometown of Detroit has lost over 50% of its population. A city that boasted over 1.5 million people now is home to less than 680,000 folks. Wall Street 24/7 is reporting the city has come up with an interesting way to get some folks to move to Detroit. The Detroit Land Bank Authority was formed in 2008 in the heart of the Great Recession. It is Detroit's largest landowner, covering about 10,000 parcels, some of which are only land and others have houses on them. Properties that are up for auction carry an initial price of $1,000. Each is available for bids for a fixed time. At the auction website, there's a countdown for the time each home is available. This countdown clock sits below each listing. The listings include the house's square footage, number of bedrooms and bathrooms, and the name of the neighborhood where it's located. Potential buyers can schedule times to see the homes via an online process. Many of the listings acknowledge the water service to the houses may have been discontinued, and that can cost up to $10,000 to reconnect. That could be 10 times the price of the auction of the house. You can also see photos of the houses that are there. Now, the bidding process has several strict rules. An eligible bidder has to be a Michigan resident or a non-Michigan resident who will live in the property after rehab, or company or organization authorized to do business in Michigan. The winner has to provide photos of the house within 15 days, which shows the debris has been removed and that the yard has been maintained. Within 30 days after purchase, or at intervals up to 30 days to 180 days, the owner has to show progress toward complete renovation. Within 150 days, the owner has to provide information about when the renovation will be finished. Within 180 days, the owner must provide proofs of competency and occupancy. Okay, you want to have a little fun? Head to Detroit Land Bank Authority and have a look. Now, confession, I was there for nearly an hour. There are some amazing homes needing total renovation, to those which have been renovated completely and are ready to move in. That's Detroit Land Bank Authority. They got photographs, descriptions. It's really pretty cool. U.S. stocks today climbed to new records as the strong jobs report from Friday and data indicate the nation is on the verge of a strong economic rebound. The markets were closed on Friday, but not the Labor Department. They reported a staggering 916,000 non-farm jobs that opened up in March. The Dow gained 373 points to close at 33,527, with the S&P 500 up by 58 points, closing at a new record of 4077, and the NASDAQ gaining 225 points to end the trade at 13,705. Fresh data out today indicates the service sector, which was hammered by shutdowns, is starting to roar back. And the Institute for Supply Management said its service index rose to an all-time high of 63.7 in March from 55.3 in February, also indicating that strong rebound. Airline stocks were also up today, as were cruise line stocks. Faster-than-expected vaccine rollout, as well as the Biden coronavirus relief bill, have also contributed to the positive trends on Wall Street. And finally, there is this. According to the New York Times, the National Labor Relations Board says Amazon illegally fired two activist workers. Employees Emily Cunningham and Marin Costa were fired last spring for, quote, repeatedly violating internal policies, end quote. That according to an Amazon spokesman. And they said the two had publicly spoken about Amazon's climate impact and warehouse safety. And they also organized efforts for other workers to show support. Well, the NLRB said it would accuse Amazon of unfair labor practices if the firm didn't settle. The NLRB also recently told NBC News it's considering whether the numerous complaints against Amazon warranted a consolidated investigation. The decision comes as the labor board counts votes for unionization in one of Amazon's Alabama warehouses. All right, stay with us, because just a click away is a conversation with entrepreneur Mensur Pudic, another in our series of people who have launched their businesses during the pandemic. And this one, well, this one is special.